Bellagy. Roger and I, we both have some of the O2s. We're going to talk real fast today. We're going to sound like you know, a couple of Yankees on this Southern Media call. We're not drinking helium, and you need to speed up your podcast because we're just really busy. You know what I'm saying? So, Roger, today, let me go ahead and tell you, give you the definition. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Should I maybe slow down and back up? Because I don't even know what the hell I said. I don't know how you can know what I said because, damn, that was fast. I think I got me a headache. So, hey, everybody. This is Wes Schaefer of the Sales Whisperer, along with Roger Bauer, SMB Consulting, the social media ninja. The definition for today, because we've got to have the definition, even on an abbreviated call, and that is asinine. Makes you chuckle just hearing that word, isn't it? Asinine. He said ass.
Yeah. Me too.
Fire. All right, asinine, noun. That's favorable praise of the hind end to the positive ninth integer. Man, I would give her face a 2 and her ass a 9.
Oh, man. That ain't right.
That just ain't right.
No, it isn't.
All right. I'm sure you got your big old stack of stuff, so why don't you enlighten us? Give us something to chew on.
Let's see here. I'm looking at social media today.
We don't want to know what you're looking at, all right? This is a family show. So tell us, you know, the stack of stuff.
That's what we're doing here is, let's see here, Victoria Harris, looks like her name is, has an article about why people Twitter in one word. So what would your one word be? She's got learning, conversation, fun, voyeurism, job, inspiration. I'd say mine would probably be connection. A couple of the comments she's got on here, one person put ego, which there's a lot of that going on in the Twitter sphere. Leverage, another person said. Connection, there's the one I would use. Narcissism, there we go.
Wow.
Got a little bit of that.
Hold on, I got to Google that word. All these highfalutin, highbrow, frontal lobe type people. Goodness gracious.
But I think while you're looking it up, I think there is a lot of ego involved with Twitter, and I don't know if people, a lot of these gurus, I like to pick on the gurus because for one, they're easy to pick on, and for two, most of the people that listen to our podcast are going to know who we're talking about anyway, so spur on some conversation. But I think a lot of them get a lot of the ego boost out of Twitter because they'll have their 35,000 followers and they only return the follow to 60 people, and those are the same 60 people that they, in their little clique anyway, so it's not like they're really connecting with anybody new through Twitter because, well, it's an
well,
ego boost.
Well, that's true, but you know what? I mean, I can see that from both angles. You know, I mean, because you can't really listen to 10,000 people, let alone, you know, a couple of million. So, I don't know. Most people don't have jack crap to say anyway. You know?
That's
so,
true.
So, I don't know. I mean, I know the etiquette is to follow back. And I'm fine with that, but it's so hard to keep up with all those people, and that's why Twitter's coming out with lists, right? And Facebook has lists. You know, maybe tomorrow we'll talk about that. I'm gonna make a video on that, on creating events and then inviting people with lists. It's greatly streamlines, you know, your work on that, but getting the word out, but. You know, we all create lists. I mean, look at you know, CEOs. I mean, Bill Gates, you know, big guys like that. You know, look at Barack Obama. You know, he can't give out his cell phone number, right? I mean, so you always have, you know, your public face, your public persona, your perceived public accessibility, and then you're always going to have, you know, well, your boys can reach you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got your stage presence, and then you got your real presence.
Yeah, and so, I mean, a lot of what you said is right on. You know, it is narcissism, it is feeding the ego, yada, yada. But, you know, if you know what you're talking about, then it's okay to be heard and to go ahead and put yourself out there. And then let those that don't know listen, right? You know, I mean, just like my kids, like Jake just left. I was helping him with a little bit of math. You know, I teach him math. He doesn't teach me math, you know. So one day we're going to be perceived and viewed as those gurus on high. So, you know, let's only beat up the gurus when we need to.
Yeah. They've earned a little bit of that. Guru bashing.
Well, some are. Yeah, you can. Yeah, I mean, you can tell the guys that are in it just to make money, and they just keep spitting stuff out, just hawking each other's stuff.
Yep.
And just because they can, because they know there are people out there that'll just keep buying it. And
yeah, I got another one today from the same one we talked about yesterday, and it started off where he was gonna. The title was, let me pull it up so that way I can talk about it accurately and as opposed to trying to go off memory. It's a little social proof. No, take that back. It's this is the guy that changed the way I do business. So if anybody got an email from a certain guru titled that, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. But at the beginning, it is hawking one of his products. From the get-go, he's hawking a product, and then he's going to go in to hawk another product. But you know, you read that, and you think, oh, this is the guy that changed the way I do business. You think, oh, okay, he's going to share a story about a certain person. No, it's hawking a product. So that's
–
but, you know, I digress.
Hey, that's my line.
I stole your line.
And – is that a STOLD or STOLE?
That would be a D.
All right, that's good. Just making sure you know how to spell.
Yeah. All right, so here's another one. Social Media Time Management, 9 Guiding Principles by Amber Naslund. Number 1, manage disruptions. Number 2, control information overload. Number 3, leverage tools. Things like TweetDeck that we talked about yesterday and talked a few other times on here, Seismic, Hootsuite that you've been talking about, Wes. And there's Annotate and Share. She recommends getting a Delicious account, taking advantage of Google Docs and other properties like Zoho or Basecamp. Sometimes templates are okay. That's her 5th tip. Number 6 is Wrangle Task Management. She says she uses Things for Mac, which obviously don't have that, but it's kind of like
what
a task
it?
List. Things for Mac, the application. Like a task list or a task manager or something like of that sort. That's what it looks like. Communicate expectations. Number 8 is establish routines. And number 9, unplug. And I think that's something that we haven't talked about a whole lot, but you got to unplug from this stuff at some point every day.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always on, and we've got cell phones.
It'll make you go blind.
Yeah. I mean, you get emails in your cell phone now. You get, you know, you can Twitter from your cell phone. You can post Facebook updates from your cell phone. I mean, we're always connected 24/7. You've got to take some time for yourself, and you talked about that on the teleseminar we did a couple weeks ago, Wes, that you got to make some time for yourself. Even if it's 30 minutes a day, an hour is preferable. But if you can only do 15 minutes, start with that. You've got to unplug from this stuff because it'll make you go nuts. Always thinking, oh, God, I got to go update my Twitter status or I got to check my email or I got to see what so-and-so is doing on Facebook, see what their latest picture is or whatever. I mean, it can really consume a lot of your time and take over your life, and that's a another article that's on here today too, on social media today, is, where'd that sucker go? A study of social media addiction from Retrovo. Bill Ivis is talking about that, and that, I think that's something that, that's worth talking about, is a lot of these people are getting addicted to this stuff. And yeah. I think we read a stat earlier this week that said that, what was it, how many people was it? I forget what the stat was. Like 9 million people were going to Twitter by the year 2012 or whatever it was, at least once a day. I mean, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of tweets.
But some people, you need their updates are better than others. Would you like to know my one of my tweets from today?
Yeah, let's hear it.
And, you know, we talked about linking everything in, so it's linked to my Facebook page. Got a couple of little funnies. But shouldn't janitors leave the bathroom air smelling better than it was before they entered? I was doing a little traveling today. I was up in San Jose. And goodness gracious. Believe I had to wait for that. I digress.
Yeah. So now our social media podcast.
That's the truth, and it shall set you free.
Yeah, we talk about being in the can as we finish our podcast. That's that's literally in the can.
Terrible. Woo!
Wow.
Goodness. Make your eyes water. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
She made me wait for that, too. Oh, man. This ain't right. All right, so what do you got tonight? You're going to some...
I'm going to jump on two webinars, one at 8 o'clock Eastern and another one at 9 o'clock Eastern, so I'm going back-to-back. The first one is the League of Extraordinary Minds. I'm sure you've seen... If you're on Twitter or you're getting emails, I'm sure you've seen a lot of publicity about this. This thing that Rich Sheffrin and Jay Abraham are doing. Really looking forward to that. See what you can get in it for free. I just think it's Extraordinary League or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What the web address is. And then the second one is Orion Dice webinar on list building. I attend that at 9 o'clock Eastern. So I'm going to hop on those.
Cool.
And where are you rolling to?
Oh, I'm a little league coach tonight, but I'm meeting a couple of mutual clients, introducing them to one another, and we're having an adult beverage or two.
All right.
So, all right, I got to go change, come think of it. I can get my bib overalls on. I got to get my good ones on. I'm wearing my dusty ones right now. But,
you got to look the part.
You might be a redneck. If your mama taught you how to flip a cigarette, right?
Yep, that would be true.
Now, that's funny right there. I don't care who you are.
That's some good stuff. Well, hey, like we always do before we sign off, if you want to get in on the social media webinar we did last week, and it was a repeat of the one that sold out from the previous week, just go to marketingvirtualseminar.com, and you can get in on that and listen to Wes and me talk about some fun social media stuff and how you can put it to work for your business.
There you go.
And if you haven't gotten a hold of Wes's 20.1 Facebook tips, how do they get that, Wes?
Man, go to the website, thesaleswhisperer.com. Very top right-hand side. Put your first name, your email, bam, you got it.
There you go.
Boom, immediate, binary, baby, bits and bytes flying through the Ethernet, entering the cloud, straight to your desktop. Wham! Crazy!
All right, then. Well, nice abbreviated podcast, social media podcast. Time to sign off so we can go do the other things in life that are required of us every now and again.
All right, tomorrow we'll talk more. I promise. I'll even slow down and enunciate.
Yeah, give us
right, I gotta roll.
Get that definition ready for tomorrow, too.
All right, this is Wes Sherry, the Sales Whisperer, Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja, signing out. Y'all have a great night.
See y'all later.
Bye. All right, bro. Got to run.
All right. See ya.